Blog Talk Radio.
Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life. Let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my feet. And let my heart fill with silence of the open sea. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, clear blue sky. Never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, and I'm in between. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this my show. This is Cynthia Fontaine, and you are listening to Stepping Into Your Light, Transforming Your Life. Tonight's topic is about past life regression. So I'd like to welcome you to today's show. Whether you're listening on the East Coast or West Coast or wherever you are in the world today, I thank you for tuning in. And for those of you who will listen to the replay, I send my love and blessings to you as well. And thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join me in our weekly radio shows. I want to say I love all you guys, and the number of listeners on my show has increased by 1,000 times, over 1,000 times, just in the last 4 weeks. I'm so excited and so grateful to all you guys who listen live and listen to the replays as well. Now, remember, whether you listen live or listen to the replays, the energy is the same because I am recording this live. So you're getting the vibration as if you are listening to it as I'm speaking right now, because I am speaking to you right now, whether it's today or 6 months from now. So thank you again for calling in, for listening in. And I am going to take callers today. The call-in number is 818-691-7313. And again, our topic today is about past life regression, which really goes hand in hand with much of what I have been talking about for the last, probably all year, really, but especially for the last 2 months with everything that's going on astrologically-wise. And, you know, I like to talk a little bit about astrology and what's happening this week in the stars. And so I have a little update for you for that. And again, it's all about releasing, which, again, goes perfectly with our topic tonight. We now have so much going on planetary-wise with Neptune and Venus, and we still have the Black Moon and Lilith, and all these triangulations that we're seeing. We're in a grand water trine right now, which water is all about emotions. And again, it's all about release. This particular week and weekend is a very powerful time for feeling like you're in the perfect love. It's sort of heaven and earth meeting together. It's the spiritual aspect of things with Neptune coming together with personal love, which is Virgo. I'm sorry, the Venus in Virgo. And so you may feel this at this time you're idealizing the perfect relationship. I will be taking callers once we get into our topic. So if you'd like to call in, 818-691-7313. Again, I'd be happy to take your calls. I just want to get through the astrology part of this and then start talking a little bit into the topic, and then I'll be happy to take some calls. But please feel free to call in. If you do wait a few minutes on hold, please be patient. Okay? I thank you for that. So Mars right now is moving through Cancer, and it's bringing up still, which we have been seeing this over and over again for the last really couple of months, it's bringing up a lot of emotions and also fears from the past. So this is a time to connect to those emotions and release them. It's a time to especially let go of any childhood conditioning or childish behaviors that you may be experiencing or putting that energy out there. Now's the time to cut the cords with the past. Past memories, past blocks, past fears, past relationships. And by cutting cords, it's often misunderstood, about cutting cords or forgiving people, releasing people, and so forth. By forgiving someone and cutting the cords lovingly, that action is for your own self and your own well-being, no one else's, though it can vibrate out into the universe for, an unknown distance. Also, when you include those people who have hurt you in some way, who you felt have abandoned you or betrayed you or lied to you, you bring them into a new light, look at them in a new way, it helps to get you out of the victim consciousness. Everybody take a deep breath on that one. And, I know there are some of you out there saying, well, how can I forgive so-and-so for doing this horrible thing to me? And again, it's not that you forgive the action, but you offer forgiveness for yourself to the person. There are so many people out there who are unwell that have done things to, there are thousands and thousands of us out there who have experienced traumatic things. So the forgiveness, again, is for you. And again, now is the time to look at this in a new way and get out of that victim mentality. Did you go through the situation? Yes, there's no doubt about that. But now it's time to take your power back. It's time to break free from the past. And this new moon coming up on Monday is really a fantastic time to do, you know, some type of ceremonial thing if that helps you really solidify this releasing of the past. And then after the new moon, you'll feel so much lighter by doing this. So I really encourage you to spend some time to do this. You know, I've been talking about this and talking about this for weeks and actually probably months now. So I hope that it's helping some of you guys and that you have been able to go and deal with some of the things that you've experienced in the past and be able to release them, put closure on them, offer up forgiveness to those who you feel have wronged you in some way. You know, the power, this is a quote from a Zen master, power is not how much water you can get through the hose. Power is the ability to turn the spigot on and off. The power is being able to hold the state. So where is your power? Who are you giving your power to? Are you just letting that water flow without having any control? Maybe it's time to learn how to turn the spigot off and on with, you know, your emotions. And again, and a lot of that can come with forgiveness. So everybody just take a deep breath on that. And as we get into tonight's subject of past life regression, many of you have requested that we cover this topic. And it's such an exciting topic. And I myself have had the most amazing, amazing experiences with Dr. Brian Weiss. And I've had other experiences as well with other mentors and so forth. But the experience, when you experience a really fabulous past life regression, it is like a feeling you just cannot explain. It's like being in a movie, but you're really there. You know, it's like imagining your favorite movie, and then all of a sudden, you are the main character in this movie, and you can feel everything that's going on. You can feel the emotion of it. You can smell the smells. You can almost taste the food. It is just so incredible. If you have never had a past life regression from a really good past life regression therapist, I highly recommend it. If for nothing else, just to experience it. It's really mind-blowing. Now, the reason why I was interested in past life regression was because I had lots of phobias growing up when I was a kid. And when I was a child, I knew nothing about past life regression or even that we had past lives. I did grow up with the belief that we continue on when we leave this particular lifetime and our soul continues on. But it was never explained to me that what happens after that, where does the soul go? I thought the soul just kind of floated out there somewhere. And I never questioned it. And that was okay for me. And suddenly, I guess back in the early 2000s, when I was really deep into the exploration of the holistic field and different modalities that were out there, I really, really got interested in past life regression because there were some things that happened in my life that were just unexplainable. People that I met who I knew right away. And how could that be possible if I had never previously met them before in this lifetime?
So it really, really perplexed me. And I had come across Brian Weiss's first book, Many Lives, Many Masters, and devoured the book. I just could not put it down. And at that point, when I discovered he had helped so many people, particularly his patient Catherine, whom the story is based on, get over so many fears and phobias. I mean, this girl couldn't even go out of the house. It was difficult for her even to get to her session with Dr. Brian Weiss. So if he could help her with this, I thought, wow, maybe it can help me as well. And prior to that, I had gone to one three-hour seminar of past life regression with a woman from Texas who was in my area doing workshops. And I did have great success there, but it was only a three-hour workshop, though I did get to two different lifetimes in the meditation process at that workshop. So that really fascinated me. And then, again, reading Brian Weiss's book, Many Lives, Many Masters, and finding that Catherine was cured from her phobias, that was really the determining factor for me to pursue this further and find out more about it. So I had seen at some point that Dr. Brian Weiss was offering a professional training at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. And I thought, I have got to go to this. And that was 2004. So I was able to attend the training. I actually attended an extended training with him there, which was just absolutely incredible. And we had such a fabulous group of people, and I'm still very close with a couple of people who were in my group because we were a large group and then we broke up into smaller groups. And the connection with us was just amazing, which I really, really appreciate to this day. So I don't want to talk too much about that because I do want to talk about our topic, past life regression, and how it works. Now, obviously, if I had done an intensive training for, I can't even remember, I think it was 8 days with Dr. Brian Weiss, there's no way in our short time together tonight I'm going to be able to teach you how to do past life regression. But I am going to do a meditation with you and take you into a regression into a happy childhood memory, just to give you a little taste of this and how it all works. Now, you can, take that and expand on the happy childhood memory and then start going into past life memories as well. It's a little tricky when we're working with a group and we are on the radio as opposed to if I'm working with a group and in person, because I can't work with you individually and know what you're experiencing on your end of the radio broadcast. So that's why tonight I'm only going to take you into a happy childhood memory, and I'll be happy to, have feedback if you'd like to give me feedback of what you experienced. I do recommend that you have a pad and paper available because you're going to definitely want to take notes. Now, if you guys, any of you are first-timers out there, don't worry if you feel like you could not get to that happy childhood memory. Just know and take in the feelings while we are in the meditative state and just feel the feelings and see if you can smell any smells, things like that. So if you don't get a clear picture, that's okay. Sometimes this takes practice. And it's easier for some people to go into a regressed meditative state than it is for others. And there's a number of ways to test individuals on what their level or ability to go into a regressed state is. And again, so since I'm on the radio with you, I can't do that with you, every one of you, individually. So there are different techniques depending on your capability or level of easily moving into the meditation, or if it's more difficult for you, there are other methods that I could use. So while we are talking about that and being on the radio and not being in person as individuals, if you would like to work with me on an individual basis, you can find my website at www.cynthiafontaine.com, and there is a contact form there. So please fill out the contact form with your information, and I would be happy to chat with you and set up an appointment. If you already know that you'd like an appointment with me, then there is also a page where you can just book the appointment, and it takes you right to PayPal, and you can pay for the session, and then we schedule a time. Really quick and easy to do. I like to keep it simple for you guys because I know you're all so really busy. Okay, so past life regression, how can it help you? Well, again, as I was saying, talking about phobias, it can be of great benefit if you experience phobias in your life. For example, as a child, I used to be so panicked about going over a bridge. And now, we lived on an island, and the only way to get off the island was to travel over one of three bridges. And, you know, it's a very small island. It's only 2 miles wide by 12 miles long. So we had to go off the island for a number of reasons. You know, even if it was to visit friends or to shop or whatever. Well, when I was a child, and this was before the seatbelt laws, I had to sit on the floor in the back seat of the car with my head down so I could not see any part of the bridge or the water. And I had to do that for many, many years. And I never understood why, of course, because I was a little kid. Well, I also had a fear of drowning and swimming. I had a fear of heights. I was claustrophobic. So I had all these crazy things that had no explanation. And when I did the training with Brian Weiss, in one regression, very interestingly enough, because sometimes when you are in the regression process, the facilitator will have you cross a bridge, and that bridge signals the subconscious mind to know that you're moving into a different part of your memory, and it can be present life and it could be past life, because all of everything that we have ever experienced in all of our lifetimes is stored in our DNA and is available in the subconscious mind. It's how do you access that? So through this one session with Brian, he was taking me over a bridge, and my bridge happened to be one of those bridges that you would see like in the jungle or the rainforest, where it's made out of rope and wood, and it's really rickety, and it moves as you're walking over it. I'm sure you know the type of bridge that I was speaking of. And I could not see the other side of the bridge. I could just see the side that I was standing on. And I was not actually standing on the bridge. I was actually standing on the edge of the solid ground looking at the bridge. And when he said, okay, now we're going to cross the bridge, I could not step on the bridge. I could not cross it. So he was able to just take me to the other side of the bridge without actually physically walking, or without, in my mind, walking over this bridge. And because my bridge was fogged in, and I was too afraid to go over it. So when I got to the other side of this bridge, the fog had cleared, and I had seen that the bridge had collapsed and fallen into this very, very deep ravine. And I was flabbergasted and taken back, knowing that I was on that bridge in that lifetime, and that bridge fell with me on that bridge. But now, working in this session with Brian, I didn't experience the fall on the bridge because he had taken me to the other side. And that moment of observing that freed me of fears that I held so long in this lifetime and had no idea why. It freed me of the fear of heights and the fear of bridges as well. After the workshop finished and I came home, a little bit more than a week later, I actually got up on the roof of my house that I lived in at that time to fix a hole that a squirrel had eaten through. And the roof was 33 feet high from the ground. And I got up on that roof, and I sat up there, and it was so wonderfully freeing, and the view was spectacular. And I could see the bridge that I had such fear of as a child growing up, driving over, riding over in the car. I could see that bridge from the roof, and I just looked at that bridge and looked at the view and just was in a moment of awe and love and such freedom. It was just truly amazing. So that's one of the things that past life regression has done for me. It's freed up lots and lots of fears. I'd like to really talk about what past life regression is and what it isn't. You know, we see so many things on TV or in movies or read in books, depictions of what happens when you're being under hypnosis or so forth. And one thing, and this was one of my own fears as well, was that I wouldn't be able to be in control if I was in a hypnotic state. Well, that is a myth. When you are put into, I call it a meditative state, when you are put in hypnosis or put into a hypnotic state or into a meditative state, you remember, you are always in control. At any time, if you are uncomfortable, you can exit the session. So that's really powerful for you to know. And a good facilitator will walk you through that and let you know at the beginning of your session that you are in the power. You have the power to come out of it anytime you are uncomfortable, and so forth. So really, really keep that in mind. And with the hypnosis process, what it really is it is a procedure which is, you know, led by someone who is certified in hypnosis or
It can be a medical doctor or psychiatrist or so forth, a healthcare professional who takes you into a very relaxed state. And in that state, you'll notice that you will experience changes in sensations in your body, perceptions, thoughts, and you know, you may smell things that, you know, is not a smell that is actually physically in the room. So there are a number of different things that can happen that you can experience while in the state. Now, while you are in this state, and I'm going to have to speed it up because if we want to get through a process, we're going to be running out of time. When you are a meditative state, now know that you are never actually asleep. Although, I have to say, when I first came back from the training, this is really a funny story. Of course, I wanted to put everybody into a hypnotic state. I wanted to do the past life regression on everybody at that point. And so my son at the time, who was, let's see, he was, I think, 10 or 11. Can't remember now. And he let me put him under, and he fell asleep because I put him in such a deep state that he just conked out. Now, of course, because I was, you know, very new at that, I didn't really know how to judge how deep of a state he was in, though we learned it and went over all that in class. Now, I just want to let you know, because I have so much to talk about on this topic, I've just extended the show an extra half an hour because I really, really, really want to do a process with you guys. So we're going to go till 9:30 tonight. Yay! So I hope you guys are going to stay with me. And again, because I have so much that I'd like to cover on this topic tonight and I really want to take you into a process, I am going to run the show late and run all the way to 9:30. All right. So anyway, back to taking my son too deep. But generally, when you're working with an experienced facilitator, they can gauge how deep of a meditation they're taking you into, and you will not fall asleep. So you'll, when you do come out of it, oh my gosh, you're so refreshed. It's like you've slept for a week. So what is being in a meditative, a light meditative or hypnotic state mean? And what can it do for you? Well, it helps you access your subconscious mind, where all those memories of every moment of every lifetime are stored, which we normally don't have access to. Because our conscious mind is always so busy with what, you know, the things that you need to do every day. And, you know, you have to drive the kids or take a class or go to work or go to the grocery store, that it's just too busy to allow those thoughts to come forward that are stored in there. You know, Thomas Edison was a fabulous, he created his own technique of how to go into a meditative state because he found that taking these little cat naps and going into this light trance state, he was able to get all these incredible ideas for these inventions that have changed our lives so tremendously that that is what part of what you can do with the with this process. Now, again, it's totally safe, and I'll tell you another really funny story, because before I knew, you know, how this really works, a friend of mine, when I was, I think I was about 18 or 19, there was a local hypnotist who did shows for entertainment, and she wanted to go
and see this fellow. So we went, and the two of us got picked out of the audience to go on stage. And I thought, oh, this is baloney. I'm not going to, you know, he's not going to be able to put me under, blah, 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 whatever. And it was so funny because he had people up there doing things like squawking like chickens and all kinds of really funny things. And I never did go under, by the way. But I played along for a short little time, and then, you know, I finally got off stage. But, you know, the people who do those kind of things are up there on their own free will. So know that if you choose to go to an entertainer who's doing hypnosis and you get up there and squawk like a chicken, it's because it's okay for you to do that because you've allowed it. And if you're not comfortable with it, it just won't happen. And it's the same thing working with a therapist one-on-one or in a group as well. So how this works is we give you suggestions. You know, we do some breathing, some breathing work to start. And then we have you relax through, again, breathing. And you'll really experience it when we do the process. So I'm not going to do too much about how the relaxation process works. But so you go into a relaxation process. And then the facilitator offers some suggestions. And, you know, one thing that a facilitator will suggest is that as you listen to their voice, you will go deeper and deeper into a relaxed state. Another thing that is also really helpful is that the facilitator should also mention that if you hear any outside noises, that will also help you go into a deeper state. And Brian Weiss demonstrated once at a really, really crazy loud location in New York City where there were sirens going and all sorts of things, where he put a news reporter into a very deep meditation, and the sounds didn't affect them or bring them out of meditation at all. So that's really key to do, is to suggest that any outside noises put you into a deeper state. Now, the goal of any hypnosis, whether it's used for therapy or relaxation or for past life regression or future progression, which will be a whole nother show because future progression can be really, really wild. It's really a lot of fun. And I don't want to get into that topic too much because that's, like I said, a whole nother show. All of this hypnosis allows you, again, to access the subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind functions on a much, much deeper level of awareness. And again, it remembers everything from all lifetimes. So it accesses the wisdom of the subconscious in a focused way to allow you to achieve healing that can transcend the ordinary. So now that being said, please all keep in mind, this is not medical advice, and I'm not a medical practitioner. So if you... you know, do need medical assistance, please always see a medical practitioner for that. Okay, breathe. I'm so excited here. I'm losing track of where I'm at. I apologize. I'm not usually like this, but this topic really, really excites me. Okay, so now some people find that when you get into the meditative state, it's almost like you are watching a movie, but you're in that movie. You're the star of the movie, and you may be able to feel the emotional reactions, not only of yourself, but of the others that are in the movie with you. You may be able to also experience hearing things, smelling things. You could almost taste the food. One lifetime that I have been, I've actually been to this lifetime, oh gosh, probably a half a dozen times. And so that this particular lifetime, it obviously has had a great impact on myself in this lifetime. And in this one part of this lifetime, it was in a castle. It was not medieval, but Victorian times. And there was this huge buffet with all this amazing food, and I could just smell the food and see the rich colors of the food, and it was just so amazing. So and the thing, when you come out of the meditative state, you amazingly remember the details, and the feelings are solidified within your body. It's such a really amazing, amazing experience. So, you know, I really, really recommend that anytime you do any type of this work or any kind of meditation, always keep a pad and paper, a pad of paper and a pen or a pencil, you know, preferably a pen in case the pencil breaks, next to you so you can jot down notes as soon as you come out of it. Past life regression is a little bit different than remembering dreams. And I don't know what the scientific reason behind it is, but for some reason, you know how dreams are fleeting, and if you don't write them down right away when you awaken, then often the dream is gone. But with past life regression, I think it's because you actually are feeling with such clarity and emotion of the scenery that it really, you bring that back with you, and the memory stays with you, and the feeling stays with you. It's really, really an amazing thing. Let's see. Sorry, I'm so excited that I'm losing my place in my notes here. And so, you know, you guys who have heard me before know that a lot of times I just do my whole show on the fly, but there are a lot of points that I wanted to cover and make sure that I didn't miss. So while you're in this state, your present mind is always aware of watching and comparing the details of what you are observing in your relaxed state and comparing it to what you know and have experienced in your current lifetime. Now, say, for example, you are regressed into a past life, and say that lifetime you find yourself being a peasant fighting in a medieval European war. You can somehow relate those details to this lifetime. And as the observer, you are observing the scene, you are also the critic, and you are the star of the scene all at the same time. Pretty powerful stuff. Now, again, past life regression has amazing potential for healing, healing trauma, healing phobias, again, because it allows you to access the subconscious mind. And if you haven't read Brian Weiss's book, Many Lives, Many Masters, I highly recommend that you do that. It's just really an amazing book, and it explains about his patient Catherine and how she, there was no technique that he used that he, in his all of his training in medical school, that was helping Catherine improve, and she continued to get worse and worse and worse. And he stumbled upon the past life one day while he was doing hypnosis with her. So read the book. I don't want to talk too much about that because we have so, so very much to talk about. But he has found that 40% of his all of his patients have resolved clinical problems in this lifetime using past life regression. Okay, so now, everybody, let's take a nice deep breath. Now, I want to go into a session because I know that a lot of you probably were expecting that we were going to do 60 minutes, which was my original plan, and then, you know, finding that the time is just going by so fast, I have extended the show for an additional half an hour. So, but for those of you who do have to run off, I want to be sure to get into the process. Now, I am in the chat room, so if you'd like to pop in and say hi, please feel free to do so. And also, if you would like to share your experience after the process, I'd love to hear your experience there. So that, please feel free to do that. And again, if you'd like to call in, I think we'll have time for calls at the end. The call-in number is 818-691-7313. And I'm just going to take one quick minute to update Facebook to let everybody know that we are going to stay on for an extra half an hour. So please bear with me for just one second. Okay, thanks so much, guys. You're being incredibly patient today, and I know I'm not usually this all over the place. Okay, so let's just all get ready to get into a process here. Now, if you are driving a car, if you are operating a chainsaw, or cutting up a chicken or doing anything that is in any way could be dangerous by going into a meditative state, please stop what you're doing. If you're driving the car, pull over to the side of the road. If you're unable to stop what you're doing, then please turn off the show now and then listen to the replay. Because, again, this is recorded live. So you will get the total vibration of the live recording. And as more and more people listen to the recording, as time goes on, the vibration actually will continue to raise higher and higher. And if you missed my show last week about vibration, you can check that out in the archives. Okay, so now I'd like everybody to get into a comfortable position. You can either sit down or lie down. So if you lie down, you are more likely to perhaps fall asleep, which is okay if you do. You just might not be able to give feedback at the end, or, you know, I just would like you to be able to jot down some notes of what you get out of the process. But if you do fall asleep, that's all good, and you will probably have a fantastic sleep if you do. Okay, so now everybody again, both feet flat on the floor if you're sitting. Get into a position where your spine is straight but you're comfortable. Have your head supported and your neck supported especially. And have your palms open on your thighs or on the sides of your legs on the couch, whichever more comfortable for you. And you can even put pillows under your hands if you'd like. But the more open your posture is, the better it is for your body to be able to go into the meditative state. And also, you're going to want to drink a lot of water after this, because this can bring up some emotional things. And if you have an emotional release, that's okay. That's healthy. Just go with that. And but again, drink a lot of water, and water with lemon is a fabulous thing to do.
So pardon me while I take a drink. So the first thing I'm going to do, like I start with all of my work, I like to call in my guides, my ascended masters, my teachers, my healers, my guardian angels, and the galactic beings as well. And as we do this, we also call upon all of you out there who are listening today or listening to the replay. We call in all your guides, angels, ascended masters, galactic beings, and anyone who can assist you today in your process of the regression. Now, we are going to go into a happy childhood memory tonight. Again, and just because I can't work with you one-on-one through the radio, I want to be sure that you have a good experience, especially if this is your first time doing this. So now again, with your hands, palms open, I'd like you to take a nice deep yoga breath. And if you're not familiar with yoga breathing, you want to fill your abdomen first with air. We tend to breathe very shallowly and only fill the top part of our lungs. So place your hand on your belly area, and as you breathe in, you're going to extend your belly out first and then fill your lungs with air all the way from the bottom up to the top. And you breathe in through your nose and then out through your mouth. And as you exhale out, I encourage you to have an audible exhale. So whether that's an ah, ee, whatever you're comfortable with, or just a ah, because that signals the brain to relax. So now I'd like you to gently close your eyes and focus on your breathing. Allow your breathing to be nice and deep and even, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. Really gentle, comfortable breathing. The breathing is the way within, to your inner self, into your subconscious mind. So again, imagine as you take each breath, inhale peace and positive energy, and as you breathe out, exhale all the tensions, anxieties, aches and pains that may be stored in your body, any stress that you've accumulated in your day, in your week, in your lifetime. Just allow it to go out with the breath. And as you breathe in again, feel yourself going deeper and deeper into a more relaxed, serene, and tranquil state. This is so healthy for your body and for your mind to relax, to go within, to feel the peace. And with each breath, deeper and deeper, relaxed, peaceful, and calm. And as you do this, focus on your breathing, relax all your muscles, feel yourself going deeper and deeper, feel yourself sinking deeper into your chair. Relax all the muscles in your face, your scalp. We store a lot of tension in this area. Relax the muscles of your neck. The neck is where you store a great deal of anxiety, of tension. People with headaches from neck pain carry a great deal of tension in your neck. Now relax these muscles completely. As you breathe in, relax. As you exhale, release all of that tension. Now relax the muscles of your shoulders. Feel them light, loose, and completely relaxed. When you walk around with the weight of the world on your shoulders, you have tightness and tension in these muscles. Breathe in and allow those shoulder muscles to relax. Now relax the muscles of your arm, the muscles in your back, both your upper back, your mid back, and your lower back, completely relaxing. Now relax the muscles of your stomach so that your breathing stays beautifully relaxed, deep and even, as you reach an even deeper and deeper level of peace, serenity, and relaxation. Imagine you are now on an island of calm, peace, and tranquility. And lastly, relax the muscles of your legs. Relax your hips, your thighs, your calves. Relax your ankles, your feet, and your toes. So now your whole body is completely relaxed. And as your breathing stays nice and deep, relaxed and peaceful, feel yourself going deeper. Next, visualize or imagine a beautiful light coming through the top of your head. And as this light comes through the top of your head, it begins to spread down your body from above to below, a beautiful, powerful, healing light, glowing beautifully in the light. You choose the color or the colors of the light. This light is connected to the light above, the divine light, a powerful light, a healing light, because it heals every cell, every fiber, every tissue, every organ of your body, restoring all of the cells to their normal, healthy state, getting rid of any illness that your body may have had, getting rid of disease, getting rid of discomfort, restoring your body now to perfect health. This deepening light will bring you to a level of deep peace and relaxation. Allow yourself now to go even deeper. As you breathe in the light and allow it to flow through your body, bringing you into a more peaceful and deep relaxation state. Visualize now or imagine the light beginning to spread slowly down from the top of your head. Imagine it swirling inside of your brain, clearing up any brain fog or trauma if you've had any type of concussions or head injuries. Imagine this light just healing any traumas that you may have had to the head or to the brain. Now visualize and imagine this light coming down past your forehead, behind your eyes, smoothing out the muscles of your eyes. And as this light smooths out the muscles of your eyes, allow your eyes to sink deep into the sockets, deep into your head. Allow those muscles to release and relax. Now breathe and imagine this light beneath your scalp, relaxing all the muscles of your scalp. Imagine this light going deep into the bones and the muscles of your face, deepening your state as you relax even more. As it spreads down into your jaw, relaxing the muscles around your mouth, allowing if you have any TMJ or jaw issues, allowing that to relax, release, and now be healed. And as you feel more peaceful and more relaxed, calm and tranquil, as this light spreads now down from your jaw into the back of your head, into your neck, completely filling the muscles and the nerves, massaging them, relaxing them, into your spinal cord. And in this region, the light is brilliant and bright, releasing and relaxing the vertebrae and all the connections of your spinal cord. Now, the light releases and relaxes your throat. It soothes the lining of your throat, getting rid of any irritation, hoarseness, and also frees up your throat chakra to allow you now to speak your truth. As you go deeper and deeper, you feel even more peaceful, more serene, and more relaxed. As all the aches and pains and illness that is held in the body now releases, as the light spreads into your shoulders and down your arms, into your fingertips, healing and relaxing every muscle, every nerve, every fiber, every cell of your body as it reaches into your hands, you go even deeper. And now, as you can see this light spreading down from your shoulders into your upper back and chest, completely relaxing all the muscles and nerves of the upper back, the spinal cord, the entire spinal cord, including your brain, as this glowing light embraces you and soothes every fiber of your being, extending out through all the nerves of your body, reaching everywhere, and you are now feeling so peaceful. Now, as this light flows into your chest, filling your lungs, glowing beautifully in the light, this healing light, as it clears any congestion or scar tissue you may have in your lungs, healing your lungs. Now it fills your heart, healing your heart, releasing this beautiful energy which your heart naturally stores. Your heart is all about love. So as this light is in your heart space, imagine that your heart beats beautifully strong and beautifully normal, and heals any issues that you have with your heart as your heart gently pumps this light through every blood vessel in your body now. So it reaches everywhere, and you feel so peaceful, so deeply relaxed, so serene, so calm. Focus on my voice, letting all other noises and distraction only deepen your level even more as the other noises fade away. And now, as this light flows into your stomach and abdomen, filling up all your abdominal organs, healing them, relaxing the nerves and the muscles of your stomach and the abdomen, the light is now flowing past your hips, down those legs, as your pelvis releases and relax as the light massages and soothes all this area. And as it goes down through your legs, through your thighs and your calves, your knees, your ankles and your feet, you go deeper and deeper and more relaxed. This beautiful, healing, relaxing light is filling every cell, every fiber of your body with beautiful calm, now getting rid of and releasing all illness, restoring every tissue and every cell in your body, every organ, especially the heart, to the normal, its normal and healthy state. And now the light is reaching all the way down your feet, to your toes so that your entire body is filled with this beautiful healing light. And you feel so peaceful now in a deeper and deeper state. Next, visualize or imagine the light completely surrounding the outside of your body as well, as if you were in a bubble of light or a halo of light. As this light protects you, no harm can come through the light. Only goodness, only positive, loving energy. And the light heals your skin, heals the outer muscles, and deepens your level even more. You feel very, very peaceful now, very calm. In a few minutes, I'm going to count backwards from 10 to 1. And with each number back, let yourself go into an even deeper, relaxed state. So deep that by the time I reach 1, you are in a state of deep peace, tranquility, and relaxation. So deep by the time I reach 1, your mind is no longer limited by the usual barriers of space and time. So deep that you can experience all levels of your multidimensional self. So deep that you can remember everything, every experience you have ever had. You can remember everything. I'm going to count now. 10, 9, 8, going deeper and deeper with each number back. 7, 6, 5, deeper and deeper. 4, 3, very, very deep. So peaceful, so calm, so relaxed. 2, nearly there. 1, now you're in a deeply relaxed state, very much at peace. In this beautiful state of peace and relaxation, imagine yourself. Visualize yourself walking down a beautiful staircase, down into the deepest recesses of your mind. This is a place where there is no time and space, a place of connection and of oneness, a place of wisdom, and a place you can remember everything. Walking down, down, deeper and deeper. Down, down, each step increasing the depth of your level even more. As you reach the bottom of the stairs, in front of you is a beautiful, magnificent garden. A garden filled with beautiful flowers, plants, trees, grass, fountains, benches, and beautiful places to rest. It's a beautiful, safe, and serene place. You are safe and serene as you go into your garden. Here, your body can completely rest and continue to heal itself, still filled with the beautiful light. As you go deeper and deeper, your body will refresh, relax, recuperate, rejuvenate. Continue to heal and feel with the beautiful energy so that later on and after, when you are awake, you will feel wonderful, filled with the beautiful energy, refreshed, relaxed, renewed, yet in control of your body and mind. In this garden, the deepest, deepest level of your mind can open up to you. And you can remember everything. Now I would like you to find a comfortable place to lie down or to sit down in your garden on one of the beautiful benches or places to rest in your garden. And as you do this in your garden, you can remember everything. Now, to show you this, let us go back in time. Let us go back to your childhood as you stay in a deeply relaxed, calm, and peaceful state. Let your deepest mind pick out happy childhood memory. Keep it pleasant, but you are free to choose where your mind is allowed to go. If at any time you become uncomfortable, just imagine yourself back in the garden, resting on your beautiful resting place. You are always in control. If you wish, you can just float above the scene and watch as if you're watching from a distance. Or you can be in the scene, feeling it, seeing it vividly with the colors, the details, the emotions, the feelings, the fragrances. This is all up to you. Now, go back to your childhood and pick out a memory. It may be something that you have not thought about for or remembered for a very, very long time. Spend a few minutes here remembering vividly, seeing, feeling, using all of your senses. And as you are in this space, continue to breathe in a relaxed way. Now, you'll be able to talk in this deep state if you choose, if you have someone else in the room with you. And you will be able to remember everything when we come back to the present time. So now, as you experience this childhood memory, I'd like to take you back to an even earlier, younger age, to the time of an infant or toddler, or small as a small child. You pick out another memory and remember it vividly, using all of your senses, sight, sound, taste, touch, and smell. Be there now. Experience it. And remember, if it feels uncomfortable in any way, you can always float above the scene and come back into the garden. Do not worry what is imagination or fantasy, or if this is an actual memory. This is all coming from your mind. It is all important. It is all from you, and it may be a mixture of all of these things. For this experience is your experience. Let yourself experience it. Let yourself remember. Stay in a deep state and re-experience these memories. And you will be able to bring these memories back with you. Happy childhood memories. There's no limit to your memory. You can go back as far as you wish. In this lifetime, you can go back to infancy, to your birth, perhaps even in utero. This is not limited, and you can remember everything. And soon it is time to come back from the memory and return to the garden where your body has been resting, refreshing and healing, filled with the light, completely relaxed, serene, calm, and peaceful. Now imagine a wise, loving being comes to join you in the garden, and you can communicate with this being, whether through words or symbols, or images, thoughts, or feelings. It doesn't matter. You can ask a question and listen for an answer. You can ask for what you need. It doesn't matter whether this is a guide, a friend, a reflection of your higher self or something different. Listen for the wisdom. Feel the peace and the love from this wise and loving being. Listen for the answers. Whether you need this communication, whenever you need this communication, you can be there in this space by just closing your eyes and going deeply within, taking a few deep breaths and filling yourself with light. You can put yourself back into the garden and you will be there. And you can call upon this wise and loving being at any time. If you are in a situation where you cannot close your eyes, just take a few deep breaths, and immediately you will feel the peace and the relaxation and the serenity that you are experiencing now. And even though you stay in complete control, alert and awake, in control, full control of your body and mind, you will be filled with peace and the understanding, calmer and more joyful than ever before, as you bring back this feeling into your present lifetime and moment. It is now time to awaken, and I will awaken you by counting up from 1 to 10, and with each number, you will feel more and more awake and alert, in full control of your body and mind, feeling wonderful, feeling great, feeling refreshed and relaxed and filled with beautiful, vibrant energy. And this feeling and the healing will continue on. And as I count up from 1 to 10, 1, 2, 3, gradually awakening, feeling wonderful, 4, 5, 6, more and more awake and alert, feeling great. 7, 8, nearly awake now. 9, 10, you are now completely awake and back in the present moment. You may want to now take a really nice big drink of cool, clean, crisp water. And if you're still feeling like you're a little bit out of it, you may want to stand up, move around a little bit, wiggle your toes, shake your body, and that will help bring you back into the present moment. And now, and remember, you now have this feeling stored in your energy body, in your subconscious mind, in your conscious mind, so you will be able to access this place of deep relaxation at any time. Now, when I do past life regression work, it's basically the same process, but rather than taking it, I take you further beyond the childhood memory into a past life memory. And some of you may have spontaneously have gone into a past life memory in our session just now, and that's okay. So if you would like to jot down and take some notes, please do so. You know, though it stays fresh in your mind as opposed to where dreaming it fades away, the more you write, the more details that you'll get. Now, we do have a caller on hold, and I'm not sure where you're calling from. So let me just check and see here. I think we have a caller on hold. Hello, caller, are you there? Okay. I don't have an area code or a last four digits, so I'm not sure. And the caller is not responding. So if you would like to call in and like to share your experience, please feel free to do so. Now we have about 10 minutes left. The number is 818-691-7313. And I am in the chat room. I want to say hey to all you guys out there in the chat room, and to all of those who, all of you who are listening as well. I know there are many of you who are on the line, you know, who sometimes don't want to be called on live on the air, and that's all okay. It's great, and it's all good. So I just want to say hi to all you guys, and you are welcome to the meditation, Inner Alchemy. I'm glad that you enjoyed it. So now let's talk again, go back a little bit again to what past life regression can do for you. It's been so key in my life, again, to help with phobias that I had that were totally unexplained, that I don't know if I came in with or was from birth, but they were apparent really, really early on in my life. And you may have experienced some of those things as well. So it's something that you may want to explore. It can also help with if you have any chronic ailments, such as asthma or medical issues, because very oftentimes we carry through from one time lifetime to the next medical problems that we had in previous lifetimes. I have just recently been doing lineage clearing work with my master teacher, Althea Gray, and we discovered that in my lineage, there are a number of people who had debilitating hip problems and feet problems. And interestingly enough, in this lifetime, I have those issues. And so I'm hoping, doing the clearing work with Althea, that those issues will start to resolve themselves. You can also do this through regression. So if you've never been to a regression session or experienced, I really, really recommend that you check it out if you feel so inclined. There are so many good facilitators out there. And if you're not yet comfortable with the idea of regression, then, you know, at least try to experience some guided meditation. And it's great to do on your own with a CD or, you know, there's so many things available on YouTube and things like that. But it's so much more powerful if you experience it with a live with a facilitator. And also the energy of the people in the room raise the vibration so you get even a better session out of it. So again, touching back and tying in the past life regression to what's going on planetary-wise right now, this is really the time to cut all those cords of the past, memories, not just in this lifetime, but in many, many lifetimes. Cut past blocks, past fears, past relationships. And this could be with someone who you felt abandoned or betrayed you. And again, it can be memories that are stored in your subconscious mind from other lifetimes. So you want to go back to the point of the initial creation of the memory. And when I do facilitate past life regression, we always go back to the point of creation. And it's really, really, truly amazing what that can do for you. Now, we only have about 5 minutes left here, and I do want to let you know how to reach me. My website is www.cynthiafontaine.com. You can follow me on Twitter, and that is Cynthia Fontaine at Cynthia Fontaine. My email is cynthiafontaine@live.com, and you spell that CYNTHIAFONTAINE. My Facebook page is a long one. It's Intuitive Medium, Psychic, Gifted Healer, Animal Communicator, Inspirational Teacher, Cynthia Fontaine. If you have trouble finding my public page, and then please find my private page, which is CynthiaFontaine.142. So I do will let you know that nothing at all happens on my private page. It's really boring, and all the action happens on my public page. So please like my public page, follow me on Twitter. I do want to let you know that I get hundreds and hundreds of emails every day, so I'm not always able to answer everyone's emails. So if you would like to message me, if you have questions, would like some information on how to work with me, please send me a message through Facebook, or also use the contact form on my website, because that goes to my hot box, and I do see those for sure. I do have some exciting announcements coming up in the really near future, so I hope you guys will be on the lookout for those. I am once again going to be teaching classes live and in person, which I haven't done in a number of years, but now that I have been able to retire from my career, my other career, I'm going to start offering workshops again. So please be on the lookout for that. And I just want to also mention my line of all-natural body products, Alchemy of the Earth, and you can find those on the website of alchemyoftheearth.com. There is a link also on my intuitive website for alchemy. There's some great aura-clearing sprays on there, and bath salts and scrubs and all kinds of fabulous things. And the, I have to say, the aura spray and the shave balm are the two biggest sellers. People really, really love those. So I'm putting a shameless plug in there for my body product line. But I'd love you guys to check that out and like the page on Facebook. It's Alchemy of the Earth on Facebook as well. So I want to thank you guys for joining me today. I know the show went long, and I really so appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to join me. I hope that you received a high value and benefit from our call today, and I hope that that benefit and value continues for you throughout many, many days to come. I love you guys all so much, and I have the best community. I'm so excited about all the people who I am able to interact with and who are attracted to my work. I say this, and I really, really mean it from my heart. You guys are really the best. I just seem to have the best people in my life. And I always say, and I have said for years, I have the best and most amazing friends. And I consider all you guys my friends. So let's get to know each other. Say hi on Facebook. Tell me a little bit about yourself. I love to hear your stories. And I hope that we can continue together on this journey into a wonderful, wonderful future. And this is what it's all about. Stepping into your light and transforming your life. And I'm proud and pleased to be a part of that journey with you. So I love you guys. Again, look for me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. I send you guys lots of love. And I bid you a sweet adieu. As we listen to Kev Rowe, Light Up My Life. And you can find Kev at kevrowebandcamp.com. Love you guys. I'll see you soon.
Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life, and let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my feet, and let my heart fill with the silence of the open sea. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, clear blue sky. Never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, and I'm in between. Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was.